think it's really exciting to play an active role in a community that we already love.
That's Brittany Bales. She will join six other new appointees to run Muncie Community Schools beginning next month. In a turnaround plan for the district approved by the General Assembly in May, the seven-member appointed board replaces an elected five-member board. Who's on the board? Two lawyers, Mark Irvin and James Williams. Two Ball State employees, special education instructor Brittany Bales and James Lowe with facilities planning and management. One nonprofit director, Watasha Barnes Griffin. One pastor, Keith O'Neill. And heard here, one bank CEO, Dave Heater.
I think one of the things that we need to make sure we know as an informed board are the things that are being done really well right now. And there are those things. Yet at the same time, we've got a whiteboard to be able to say, you know, we have a chance to do things different. And I would hope that the community, all parts of the community, could embrace that.
Each will serve a staggered term of between 1 and 4 years. Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns says there are no term limits, so board members can be reappointed. One controversial part of the turnaround plan's journey through the Indiana General Assembly gave Ball State permission to appoint school board members from outside the school's district boundaries. That point was the subject of hours of testimony at the State House. But only one of the new members lives outside Muncie, and just outside, still in Delaware County. But he's a Muncie Schools alumnus. Mearn says that was the point of the bill's wording.
The reason the legislation, I believe, was drafted the way it was not so that we could select somebody from Brooklyn, New York, or San Francisco, but was so that we could select somebody like Mark Irvin, who's grounded in Muncie, whose life has been committed to the future of Muncie and the Muncie Community Schools, but who happens to live just a few miles away in Selma.
Board members officially begin serving on July 1st. They say they're attending professional development training on how to be effective board members in July. Then they will schedule their first official public meeting. The public, though, can get a preview this Thursday evening. That's when MCS and Ball State officials will meet with families of students at Muncie Central High School to talk about what this upcoming school year will look like. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.